This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. We often hear it said, when God shuts one door, he opens another. Now, these words are not from the Bible, but I think the statement is basically true. It was Alexander Bell who said, when one door closes, another door opens. But we so often, so long and regretfully look upon that closed door that we don't see the new ones that God has opened for us. So are you guilty of that? If a door closes, if you don't get that job you expected, do you focus on what you could see rather than yearning for the door that's closed? If you're hoping to buy a car and all of a sudden that door closes, someone grabs that second-hand car that you want before you, and you just sort of mope around thinking that, well, you've lost it. But I want to say today and again tomorrow, if a door closes, it's closed. Move on to another. There's so much happening in our world today. Loss of jobs, sometimes a recession. It seems like doors are closing right in front of our faces and there's no way out. But we pray, asking God to open up the windows of opportunity for us. But sometimes all we see is the closed door. But there is encouragement. With God, when one door closes, he'll open another. And sometimes, as I'm going to say, God closes that door to actually prevent us from facing a certain situation, or he may even bless us in a way that we never thought of. There are times when we pray and ask God, God, bless me with a different job. Give me that promotion. Or Lord, help me pay my bills. We do ask God for a lot of things, but do we actually ask God to open the doors he wants to be open and for him to shut the doors that he wants to be closed? Because look, to put it frankly, God has something better often for us in store, and my plans are not always his plans. And as strange as it might seem, God has another plan for you. Sometimes the things that we pray for are actually not the things that God has in store. We pray for little things when God is actually wanting us to pray with bigger faith, to have faith for bigger things. And we may be going through a situation right now where nothing's working out. You might want to give up and, as we say, throw the towel in. But I want to encourage you today and tell you not to give up, because when God closes one door, he opens another. It could be that God wants you to be somewhere else or to do something else. And sometimes we have to hear no, that simple word no, in order for God to move us on. It's not because God's against us, but simply because he uses it as a tool to guide us into something better. Don't lose hope. You might want to give up. God is with you. And you know, the Bible actually tells us that God orders and guides our footsteps. He has a plan for you to travel. And believe it or not, he'll put road blocks in the wrong path to get us down the right path. So we're not totally on our own. God has the key to open every door and to change every situation. And he can open the new windows of opportunity. And so the Bible, if you believe the Bible, I hope you do, God does everything for a reason, not to destroy us, but for our own good and for his glory. The roadblocks that we face is simply God doing his job. So be encouraged today, knowing that Jesus is with you. You know, you're going along quite well, and all of a sudden, it seems just out of the blue, God closes a door, prevents you from heading in a direction. And it could be something just simple. Have you ever wondered why he closes some doors and opens another? It's because in God's sovereign wisdom and grace and love, he's leading us to what is best for us. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, those who have been called according to his purpose. So no person or organization really knows what's best for you. Only God knows what's best for you, and he's the only one who can do something about it. For you see, our eternal God understands these things, the things that are going to hurt us, the things that are not in our best interest. He's like the best parent we can ever have. He knows the things that are going to be better for us. And in the long run, he knows, of course. Like a loving parent who says to his or her child, no, you're not going to do that. God is there with his guiding hand. Heavenly Father, when I think of the past, it's easy to become discouraged. I've failed others, and Lord, I've failed you, but I've asked that you will forgive me. And that's all I can do. Help me not to dwell on the past, but to move forward, remembering that you open the doors. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.